Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Big Ten tournament play underway for the 11th-ranked Ohio State women's basketball team over in Indy. They're taking on Indiana. The Buckeyes are currently trailing the Hoosiers 14-12, just starting the second quarter. You can catch the action live over on the Fan 2, where Tyler Danberg and Kristen Watt have the call. News in the NBA, Shams Charania reports that Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum will play this season and could make a return tomorrow when the Celtics host the Mavericks. That would be less than 10 months after having surgery for a ruptured Achilles tendon. And the Columbus Blue Jackets are back on home ice tonight hosting the Panthers. The CBJ look to make it 3 wins in a row. Face-off from Nationwide Arena is at 7 o'clock. Coverage begins here on The Fan at 6:30. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Little in-between pizza madness today. Too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
It is too hot Thursday. Teddy dazzles us with audio all day. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Too hot Thursday. We got around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. Second round matchups in Pizza Madness are available for you to vote now. Go to pizzamadness.pizza, not .com. That's for losers. Pizzamadness.pizza. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. We're going to go through all the second round matchups tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis will do their brackets in the morning. We'll do ours in the afternoon. Buckeyes, they did what they were supposed to do last night, Timmy.
How about that, Mike?
Went on the road, beat a bad team. I said after the Purdue game that if they can shoot like 58% from the field like they did against Purdue every single game, they're going to win. Well, they didn't shoot 58% from the field last night. They shot 66.7% from the field, which is redonky-donky. And they go on the road and beat Penn State. Mobley was out of his mind.
Oh, Mobley has been kind of out of his mind for much of the last 3 weeks here.
I'll
since
keep
he came
it, baby.
Back from even before the hand injury. And now that's great news, right? You're seeing that whatever surgery was done to his hand, the way he's got that sucker taped up, or at least he did for the first couple of games back. This is good. This is a good sign because we know when it comes to March Madness, when it comes to winning games this time of year, the motor of your team is that backcourt. And we know what we're getting from Bruce Thornton. I mean, we've known that for years. And so if Bruce continues his output, and if he can just not have those off days now when these games are most important, and you get John Mobley, the shooting threat that he is, and he's got a different kind of tenacity about him right now.
Like,
it's not just how
like
he shoots.
We talked about the other day is, you know, it shouldn't be this way, but it's natural. It happens. When the shots are going in, you naturally go back and play better defense.
You do.
You know, and you're seeing that now. Last two games, shots are going in. Now, the issue is going to come because they're not going to, breaking news, they're not going to shoot 58 to 66% from the field from here on out. How do you win a basketball game where you're shooting 42% from the field?
Yeah, or even sub 40%.
You have to have that same defensive mindset.
You do. You got to be able to muck a game up. You got to figure out ways to even more so, you know, be the aggressor, push the initiative, get to the free throw line. They've been doing a better job, especially in that Purdue game. It's just good to see them stacking things now. And how funny is that, where Indiana just completely obliterates their opponent, you completely trash your opponent, and it sets this big matchup up for Saturday.
Not done yet, homie.
No. It's got to win this game against the Hoosiers. It's certainly not done yet. And we know the last time, you know, we had a pretty big game at home against the Hoosiers. What happened? You let a big lead slide, and that was the end of a coach, the end of the Holtman era. So let's do this. Like, I don't know if this makes it 100%, even if you win, but it starts with beating Indiana. Jake Diebler has continued to talk about, and I know he doesn't mean this at the bottom of his heart, because you want to be playing meaningful games this time of year, but you want to be solidified in your tournament standing. They can still be meaningful games. They could just be, oh, we're trying to win a Big Ten regular season championship.
Yeah, can I tell you something? That's what you want to get.
That's what you want to get
to. Hey, we're trying for a triple bye in the tournament. We're playing for a top seed in the
Big Dance.
Or a those
top
are meaningful
seed.
Games, too. That's right.
Right.
I don't want to have one of these seasons every single year where we're just, oh, maybe if we get to Dayton, we'll just get there. Maybe a 10 seed.
It's semantics when we say playing meaningful basketball. I agree. This is better than the alternative of being 12-18 and we're just sort of kicking the can down the road to what our next recruiting class is. I'd rather be on the bubble. I'd rather have a chance with the last two games to make the NCAA tournament. But in the future, I'd like to not have games say this meaningful, where if you lose, you're probably out of the tournament. If you win, you're likely in.
I guess that's the coach's job. Just to be eternally optimistic about everything.
What is he going to do?
Right, that's what I mean.
What is he going to do now? Like, this is the situation.
It's the same reason why I don't complain about anything like work-related to my parents, because the response for my entire life has been, well, it's better than working in the coal mine. Yeah, it is, I guess. Thanks for listening.
My dad, for about the first 10 years of my radio career, would always be, oh, why don't you just move over to TV? You're always good on that TV.
Sounds good,
like,
Dad.
Like, that's not really what I'm doing.
Sounds good.
They're not really calling for me to just take over Dom's job now.
Well, they are now.
No, they're asking you to do it. Didn't you just work with Dom today? Again, that's 2 days in a row for you, man.
I don't know why. Because I'm cheap and I'm here.
Cheap. It's free.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm cheap to them. Now, Fish will say I'm not cheap.
Correct.
Actually, yeah.
The company pays you nicely. So.
I have a very important career announcement coming up at 4:30. This is going to change the entire trajectory of what I do here at The Fan.
Oh.
So that is coming up at 4:30. I haven't told you about it yet.
You're always making jokes about,
you'll have to find out.
You're going to die this weekend. We're going to sub in Matty Ice. Like, you're already sort of plotting that out.
Who would be my replacement? I didn't say you're going to go anywhere.
You called the show Common Man and T-Bone about four times since we've done this.
This is me now.
Okay.
I could be hitting the bricks.
All right. Well,
so I got
everyone,
big,
I'm sure, is going to run for the hills.
Big career announcement. Coming up at 4:30. You know what today is?
Bob Hope's birthday?
You know what today is? Is it Bob Hope's birthday?
I don't know. Made it up.
No, today is the first day of the Arnold Classic.
My festival of strength, toughness, and determination is coming to Columbus. And I don't always listen to the radio. But when I do, it's always Common Man and Timmy. They make me bust a nut. I swear. I also can't wait to get it on with Angela Pace. She throws down the Grey Goose and rides me like the teacups at Disney World.
I want to point out that when we played that the other day, I got an email from the Angela Pace that simply said, you bring the goose, I'll do the riding.
Just the fact that she's emailing instead of sending a quick text makes it all the better.
Any way you want to get in touch with me, I don't care. I just like how she's sitting at home listening to the show.
That Arnold is so spot on, even the way he says the word determination.
Why wouldn't it be spot on. It's Arnold.
It is.
It's really him.
He's right over there. He's
chomping on a cigar.
You're going to go
right down the street.
You're going to go down there and
I'm not.
Check it out.
For people who enjoy it, it's, you know, their favorite weekend of the year.
Even if I'm not going into the convention center, it might be fun just to take a walk down there and just see what you see.
Well, you know what? It's a fun game to play when the Arnold's in town is you take a walk down in the by the convention center and play a little game called Guess the Gender. You'll be wrong more than you think.
Play a little game called Look at My Bulge. And the fascinating thing is the lady's bulge is bigger than the dude's.
Must be nice to be strong, right? Those people, they pick one of those big, giant monster truck tires right up.
No.
And here's us.
No, I don't care about that. Well,
you wouldn't want...
Pick up a giant tire?
If you could just wave your magic wand and be a big, hulking mang, you wouldn't do that? I would.
Well, I mean, if you were that big, that's how you got that big, by doing things that way.
I mean, I would like to not see my penis by choice because you're so fit. Your neck muscles won't even let you look down there. Right now, I can't see it because my stomach's so fat.
You'd rather not be able to see it because you have Batman neck.
Yes.
And you've got the deltoids that just climb and climb and climb and climb.
Who wouldn't want that?
You don't want that. I contend.
You contend.
That The Rock should have stopped when he was sort of in Walking Tall and what's the other movie we love, Teddy, that's got... Stifler and Christopher Walken in it. He's not even listening. It's like there was a couple of movies that The Rock did.
Rock is slimmed down now, though.
He's still gigantic.
He's slimmed down,
though. He got so
Teddy, Timmy was talking.
Big.
The Rundown.
The Rundown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christopher Walken.
Which one's better? Walking Tall with the creepy blonde with the blue eyes or The Rundown? It's a tough one. That's a tough one.
They are. I like The Rundown better just because Christopher Walken, some of his sayings throughout the movie.
The Rundown. The Rundown.
Chatting See? About the Tooth Fairy.
See?
Bringing it back. One day
no,
only.
Nope. Not doing that. The SEC is falling apart. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic backing up due to an accident that's on southbound 270's east outer belt approaching East Broad Street. And there's another delay due to a crash on eastbound 670 at US 33. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Common Man.
And T-Bone.
Hey, Pizza Madness is here.
Yeah, the brackets are live now at pizzamadness.pizza.
Vote for your favorite pizza place and then be very angry when it does not win.
Brought to you by Billiards Plus.
When we make time...
talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see that continued chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming a little bit clearer as we go toward the commute home. Highs getting into the mid-60s, and then for tonight, we could see on and off showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy overnight with our lows in the 50s. Friday, we do have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on and off for the first half of the day, becoming mostly sunny by the second, highs soaring into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
A lot of conversation about what my big career news is going to be at 4:30. Be listening then. If you're just tuning in, we got big news about my career here at The Fan.
What time?
4:30. It's also Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot! So 4:30, that'll give us some time
4:30.
To... Yeah, so 4:30 will give us some time to discuss afterwards what will be done with you and what will be done with this show.
Well, somebody's a little bit worried about his future. Teddy's not worried because he knows whatever I'm doing, he's along for the ride.
Yeah, I'm going with you, so yeah. It doesn't matter whether it's here, or there, wherever.
That's right. Wait a minute. Why?
No, you're not. Not you.
What are you, why? I'm going anyway.
Nope.
I'm gonna stand outside your window until you let me in.
Come to my window.
Thank you, Melissa Etheridge.
I'll be home soon.
I had a great visit today. T-Bone was here when I got in, and I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah, it was good. I was here, too. It's like the old gang was back together.
Yeah. You know, the boss was like, oh, hey, you guys getting the gang back together? And,
maybe we do like a four-man show.
No, thanks.
Well, no, you're gone. You don't need to. You're out, remember?
Oh, I mean,
I didn't say I was out. That's coming up at 4:30.
Well, I'm preparing, okay? Am I not allowed to think about what we should do?
Have two guys
or gals. You got career news coming up at 4:30. I assume it's going to be something else than
two
this.
Two people to replace him. Is that what you're saying? So have four
because
people?
He's so great. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's so great. He's built such a mountain of success. We cannot fill that with just one pair of shoes.
No.
I'm thinking T-Bone and Tyvus, they come here, and then we add Joshua Perry, and then I'll sit in that chair, and we'll just do like the four-man
role. Sit in what chair? The cuck chair?
Yeah.
Just watch them do a show that's good? What are you going to do? Ruin it?
Yeah. What I've always done. Do what's best.
Hey, the SEC is sort of imploding. So, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of this, but the Big Ten, Tony Petitti, he wants a big 24-team playoff.
Little Petitti.
Little Petitti?
Little Petitti.
Yeah. He wants a big 24-team playoff, and Greg Sankey, over at the SEC, well, he doesn't want that. He wants 16. Not one of these 24 things. However, now there's fractions developing. There's fissures calling Tommy Lee Jones from Volcano.
What?
Volcano, not Volcano.
What did you just say? You gonna throw some Chalabrand in that lava? Get some lava sauce on my Chalabrand. That volcano over there. What is that? I can't see too good. Is that Vesuvius up there? That volcano's just erupting.
It's a good reference, too, huh? A lot of people saw that movie.
It's a great movie. Volcano?
Volcano?
With Tommy Lee?
Where he's at the La Brea Tar Pits?
What's the... They were doing a string of volcano movies for a minute.
Dante's Peak.
Pierce with
Brosnan.
Pierce and
Linda Hamilton.
Linda.
Talk about guess the gender.
Linda Hamilton was in the most recent season of Stranger Things, had no earthly idea who the human being was.
Well, she's...
Did not know. You talk about...
aged quite a bit, wouldn't it?
Talk about someone who's old Steve Cragthorpe now. My God.
You know what, though? Good for her.
It's fine. Yeah.
Good for her.
So many people go the other way.
She's aging gracefully.
I shouldn't have said that.
Sometimes gracefully means frightens you to your very core.
Harrison Ford is really leaning into that.
But that's,
I tell you.
He says he's only halfway through his acting career.
Harrison Ford doesn't actually speak anymore. He's managed to do this entire show on Apple TV without even forming words.
Can I talk about the SEC now?
Do we...
So here's how it's splitting in two.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Heupel and Kirby Smart have come out, both SEC coaches, obviously, and they've said, yeah, we're in favor of a 2014 playoff.
Oh.
And you know 1-800-SANKEY calls him right on the phone and says, what are you doing to me? If anything, this is for negotiating power. Let's not just hand the Big Ten everything they want.
Yeah, don't go with little patina.
We've got to have a united front here in Confederacy land. Don't just give him all the credit.
So what do you think this ultimately does anyway? It's just a couple of coaches talking.
I know it's a couple of coaches talking.
Whether it's a couple of coaches that want it a certain way. Yeah, I think depending on who you are, I don't know if Heupel so much as Kirby Smart will have say that Kirby's the bigger one there. You look at what Georgia has meant for the SEC and their success. It's similar to what Ryan Day is and the power that he can have as the head coach at Ohio State. And maybe even more so than Ryan Day, it's just the power of the Block O, I think, is what Ohio State has working for it. And what the football program is, duh. But as an overall entity, the eyeballs that are on all things Ohio State, the number of fans they have, that's big. But 16-24, we're adding one more round. I mean, I would just prefer not go to 24 because it sounds like too big of a jump right now. I'm just not for all this expansion anyway.
They're going to do it, Timmy. Jump on board or get left behind.
Yeah. I mean, there was a...
Yeah, I think so, because you got the Big Ten who wants it. Now you got two hillbilly coaches saying, yeah, 24 sounds good.
Well, I mean, it would not shock me at all if they first went to a number in between and then only a couple years later, before the cement's even dry, they run to 24. I thought we needed to get past four. I don't know why we have all this extra nonsense when it comes down to it. If you're going to have to cancel out the conference championship games, so be it. I feel like we've been talking about that for a number of years. And if you replace that with first round games that I don't know how much, I don't know. To me, I feel like a conference championship game against top two seeds carries a little bit more weight than someone who might just get drilled in a first round matchup.
Jackets hosting the Panthers tonight. Coverage starts at 6:30. Panthers will be deadline sellers. That's what I'm hearing in the sheets. And a potential guy that they're going to move is Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, let me ask you a little question.
Yes.
How erect would you be?
Yes.
If we can get our hands on Bob.
Yes.
Not just for the remainder of this season, but to finish up his career.
For the rest of his life.
In a Blue Jacket uniform. I'd be very excited to see that. Do not give me that Elvis has been playing better. I will put him on the first ferry boat to Finlockia.
That's the capital of Latvia?
Sure, whatever, man.
Sounds like the capital of Slovakia.
I don't care. You get rid of Elvis, get rid of Jet. If you can bring in Sergei Bobrovsky, I know he hasn't had the best season of his career. He's getting up there in age. But you know what? I'm all for a nostalgia play. I talked about Nick Foligno yesterday. Nick Foligno's 38 years old. He's probably going to get moved from the Blackhawks. What type of player is he at this point? He's a veteran.
Well, he's got like 12
he's
points
tough.
This year.
He's well respected. You know what? If you're not going to win the Stanley Cup, and I don't think this hockey team's going to win the Stanley Cup, although I'd be happy if they did, because that means I'm getting Sacky pierced. Bring a nostalgia for me. Go ahead.
Well, it's also like, take a look at what you're dealing with Kent Johnson. He's a young guy that you need him to start producing. They tried, you know, making him a healthy scratch for a couple of games, tried to trigger that
I'm
with
not
him.
Saying I would
he played
move
a better
Kent
game.
Johnson.
No, but I'm saying you got a guy there that barely has, what, 12 points, and he's 22, 23 years old, and he's got his whole career ahead of him. The more guys you could bring in, like a Nick Foligno, no, like he's not going to stuff the stat sheet, but for everything that you just said, having some leadership right there, that would be key. All right, I was looking at this. I'll give you $30 million if you can tell me the capital of Latvia.
I just told you. I didn't know it.
Can you even name? Could you name any city in Latvia?
Ruskyville.
You know, you actually, the fact that you started with the letter R is something, because the capital is a four-letter city that starts with R.
Ragu.
Riga.
Riga.
R-I-G-A. Riga.
Riga.
Yeah. You've got, what we got here? Valmira. Sounds like a good one. It's on the northern border near Estonia.
Latvian geography on the show.
We should know where Elvis is from. I don't know the town. I'd have to look it up.
We should know where Elvis is from?
I mean,
he's lucky we know what country he's from. He's from Latvia.
Everybody knows he's from Latvia. He's an Olympian, damn it.
All right.
That matters.
I'm very sorry.
I did love when they were playing their last game at Nationwide before they broke for the Olympics. And, of course, it's Z and it's Elvis. And they do the nice thing. You know, he's got the Latvian flag. He goes out
skating
there.
And
the fans are cheering. That's
nice. We're very polite people.
Yeah, of course. And then Z goes out there and they cheer. And then I think it was Z that sat down with Jody, who he does the interviews with, does a good job right after the game's done. And he just deadpan said something to Jody after he asked a question about the fans, giving him some cheers, heading off to the Olympics. And he was like, yeah, a little better than those Latvian cheers, eh, Elvis? Just like that. Elvis was over to the side.
Zach's in Team USA mode.
I thought it was fantastic. Just the way he said it, yeah. A lot better than those Latvian cheers.
We are both Olympians.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm a better one than you.
We're going to kick your ass over there.
What medal did you get? Nothing.
You got a pile of dust.
Nothing. All right, around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to a crash. That's on southbound 71 on the north side after 11th Avenue. Traffic is moving slow from Hudson Street. And watch for some flooding that's causing delay on southbound 315 at Retreat Lane. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures this month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location. Buy 3 select tires and get one free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you.
Rumblings this week about potentially a degenerative knee issue with Caleb Downs. Some people said, yeah, I've heard something about that. Other people have said that's complete and total BS. Had there been anything, rumblings during the season about potentially something going on with the knee with him?
I hadn't heard anything. Now, a lot of times this is when it comes out. They obviously do extensive medical exams at the combine. I just know from waiting around for players to get interviewed, they're often late because they're going through those exams. And so it's certainly possible with any prospect. It didn't seem to affect him, but certainly would be a real disappointment if that's the case.
As we look into the future for Ohio State, obviously you got to point to Sonny Styles and what he did at the combine while we just finished mentioning Caleb Downs. Had you ever seen anybody put up numbers like that in all the years that you'd been covering Big Ten football, someone that left our conference and just did that?
Yeah, it was really impressive testing round. I it's hard for me to think of it may have happened in the past because I know there obviously have been some really good combine performances. But, again, Sonny's one of those guys that, at times is maybe overshadowed by certain teammates, whether it was Caleb Downs or some of the linemen that he played with. But he is a very impressive football player. And I think you're going to see that at the NFL level. And, it's interesting, guys. I think back to where we thought about this Ohio State defense last year and all the guys that were going to the NFL and how are they going to replace so-and-so and so-and-so? Well, this last defense may be the one that we're looking back at and be like, man, they should have achieved more as a team given how talented they were on that side of the ball. So they certainly have the capability of reloading, but you know, maybe this was the defense that we'll all be looking back at and say, wow, what a collection of talent they had.
Adam, don't answer with Jeremiah Smith for this next one, but as we look ahead for Ohio State with some of the guys that are going into the draft, who do you think is going to be taking that next step and is going to be almost a household name by the end of next college football season?
Ooh, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they can have a running back or another receiver, you know, because this offense, I think, will evolve from where it was. I think it had to at the end of last season, you know, bringing in Arthur Smith, you know, a little bit different approach. So I think there's going to be opportunities, obviously, for Jeremiah, but, you know, for other players. And, you know, what, it could be a freshman. It could be a guy that just has been waiting for his opportunity. And maybe this scheme is the one that's going to allow him to take off. And then, you know, again, the defensive side of the ball with Matt Patricia, I know we've talked about it, the importance of him coming back for a second season and, you know, his scheme and his approach not being novel to these players who are returning now, you know, maybe guys that were backups last year. You know, we didn't know that much about, at least nationally, you know, even a guy like Arvell Reese at this time last year. He's a good player, but no one was really looking at him as a definite top five pick. The Caleb Downs, a little bit different story. So I think there's a lot of possibilities, really on both sides of the ball, you know, given who the coordinators are and just the overall talent in that program.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. Let's go back to the combine. Whenever radio people get together in mass, it's always to complain about everything that's wrong in the radio business. Now, when you're with all the football writers and reporters at the combine, we always read the stories. This is wrong with college football. This is unsustainable. This has got to be fixed by the government. What was the overall, I guess, mood on the state of college football, the gossip behind the scenes with all the reporters?
Well, yeah, mostly those are NFL reporters, but I think I talked to a lot of coaches, and there's certainly, I was talking to a coach in the SEC yesterday who was asking me, like, you know, what's going on in the sport? What are people upset about? We talked a little bit about, you know, how there's a, you know, a secret, I wouldn't say majority, but a secret contingent of folks that actually do support the larger playoff. He was telling me that in the SEC, and I know Josh Heupel from Tennessee came out and said it on the record, but he said there's a number of coaches that are, as time goes on, warming up to, you know, what was called insane, the Big Ten's proposal for a 2014 playoff, because they're seeing how difficult it's going to be going forward. And, you know, at school like Indiana winning a national title, we were talking about how so many coaches are going to be coaching for their jobs if they don't make the playoff, because donors and presidents and administrators are going to point to what Indiana just did. There's certainly consternation about the schedule. I was thinking about this today, guys. You think about the two national championship participants. Kurt Cignetti had to take time out of his schedule to land transfers before the semifinal game. And then Miami's going into the national championship game, you know, courting Duke's quarterback. Like, it's kind of insane. I mean, I don't know if there's another sport where the offseason butts up against the season in ways that I think are damaging, you know, in the long run. So there's a lot of talk about those things, whether it's the calendar. I mean, we'll see what happens tomorrow at the White House. I think a lot of it's performative. I'm typically skeptical about anything substantial coming out of events like that. But, you know, perhaps there will be at least a little bit more motivation to get your hands around a sport that has become so segmented, so conference-driven, so selfish, and does need some key reforms from the national level.
I want to go back to the recruiting aspect of that, because everybody has a GM of the program. Michigan hired some dude named Skyler. They're very excited about to be the director of recruiting strategy. Can you see a point soon where the coaching staff isn't really that involved in the recruiting process because the staff that they have around them, the personnel staff, is so big?
Well, I think Skyler actually may not be a dude. I would check on that one. But it is a...
You know what? I will check on that one.
Skyler White from Breaking Bad?
I was going to say, it's actually annoying wife, Skyler White.
No, maybe Skyler White is. I think they've hired some other people that have gotten some attention on the web, if you know what I mean. But, you know, it is separate. And there were a number of general managers that were in Indianapolis. And, you know, they're in that personnel world, just like the NFL side, and, you know, rubbing elbows with agents and, you know, kind of getting that pro evaluation component. And Kyle Whittingham is having to build out a staff on the personnel side. You know, you have to have that, and you have to be willing to invest and evaluate those people so that they can do their jobs and to make sure that you're not missing anything, because it's just so competitive. So it's interesting for my job. You know, for years I would just try to get to know assistant coaches and the guys who become head coaches one day. You know, now, you know, later today I'm going to reach out to a general manager in the SEC who I don't know to try to build a relationship, because those people are increasingly important. You know, as these programs get bigger and bigger and there's more money, you know, those departments are pretty significant.
It is Around the Big Ten with our friend Adam Rittenberg. We're talking about Michigan, Kyle Whittingham's first years. We're talking about if they're going to take a step in year one for him, they're going to have to get solid quarterback play. Do you think Bryce Underwood takes a big step? Is he even the guy when it's all said and done?
I'd be surprised if he wasn't the guy, given what they've invested in him. You know, he represented a shift for Michigan. They had not swum in those waters NIL-wise for high school players until they went out and got Bryce Underwood. And, you know, talking with people that were involved in their collective at the time, that was a huge undertaking. And so to abandon that after, you know, a year plus, would be surprising. But Bryce clearly has to take a step forward. I mean, Michigan, guys, has not passed the football anywhere near a national level for quite some time now. And, you know, now you get a reset with Kyle, but certainly Jason Beck coming in. You know, he'd been at BYU. He was at Franco Mendenhall at Virginia. He's been at Syracuse. So he's got a little bit more diverse quarterback background. And, you know, even though last year Utah was a tremendous team running the ball, I think he has the chance to take Bryce Underwood and elevate him and try to maximize his ability as a passer, because as good as Michigan has been on the line of scrimmage and running the ball, they should have one of the best running back rooms in college football. They're not going to contend for anything, in my opinion, in this league until they take a step and pass the ball, at least in a top 30, top 40 level. They've been one of the worst passing offenses in college football. There's a lot of work for Jason and Kyle and Bryce and the rest of that coaching staff to get them in at least a respectable position.
Adam, we always appreciate it, my friend. Say hi to Skyler for me. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Sounds good, guys.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I actually, when Adam was talking, I looked up Skyler Fan. P-H-A-N.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In fact, not a dude.
What do you think?
A woman who I would guess is very good at recruiting.
I
didn't realize that we were hiring like high priced call girls to recruit for us now.
I like her better than Skylar White.
Skylar White's one of the most annoying television characters of all time.
Oh my God. What I want you to do is go to the episode of Breaking Bad where Skylar White is at odds with Walter at home and she's throwing herself on to Ted Beneke of Beneke Fabrications, and she sings Happy Birthday to him, and it might possibly be the most cringeworthy minute of television I've ever seen. But I've seen it 10 times because I love the show so much, and I've watched it through that many times. Skyler Fan?
I'm just looking at photos right now. The perfect mix of something, too. I don't know what the hell it is, but I like it. Good.
It's beautiful.
You know what? I'm announcing my commitment to Michigan. Sorry, Ted. It's over. I had a long run as a Buckeye fan. Skyler just texted me.
Could we?
We need you on our team.
You got it, honey.
I would like to, maybe we could hire Sidney Sweeney some kind of position.
We're going to have to. The arms race is on now.
Sure, right? If this is what...
this is like the Cold
War.
What's
going on.
We got to stock our arsenal.
It's like a battle of supermodels.
That's exactly right.
Then let's play the game.
Hi, I'm the director of recruiting.
Whatever you say.
We race in facilities,
whatever,
right?
Whatever you say.
If you're going to build a water wall and put a miniature golf course in your facility, we're going to do the same damn thing. We're going to do it a lot better.
Want to do some Too Hot?
Oh, yeah.
Too Hot. Too Hot. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid Groveport Road near Gender Road. That is currently closed due to some flooding. And we've got a holdup due to an accident that's on southbound James Road after eastbound I-70's ramp. Police are on scene there, adding to that delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Things to know about T-Bone and Tybus. Bone hates the SEC. Tybus refuses to drink dark liquids. And they're both big fans of public shaming. Oh, they also host a radio show together weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Listen to it. The Fan.
If the look of your home...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
About the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's Too Hot Thursday. We have yet to indulge in Too Hot, but that ends right now. Hit it.
Too Hot. Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
All right, Teddy, what are we starting with? T-Bone and Tybus?
Yeah, it's a surprise, right, Timmy?
I can't believe you picked them first.
Yeah, well,
it's good for them.
Here's the guys. They were referring back to a story that was on Rothman and Ice, and it was like an emailer had emailed.
Don't distract
go on,
him.
Go on.
He can't finish.
Go on.
You're in the cuck chair, and you're bothering him.
Right. Aren't you supposed to? Oh, that's very nice. Oh, yes, a little bit like that. Oh, go ahead, Teddy.
So, yeah, anyway, they were referring to an emailer who emailed in to Rothman and Ice, and talking about like the most annoying fan personalities is how it was going down. So
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Dylan will
move on to the next one, Ted.
Dylan will set this one up. All right.
Rothman got an email a couple of weeks ago saying Cole, aka TLC, is, quote, the second most annoying person at the station. Who would you guys say that guy's number one is? So you guys aren't saying anyone's annoying. Who's the emailer's number one? Nope. Everyone's eligible. Everyone that works here.
I mean, I don't know.
The number one annoying.
Most annoying.
Let's take the show out of it. Like, I could see, and I'm saying this as someone who loves him.
Timmy Hall.
100%. Timmy could be on this guy's list. 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
So let it be noted that we all nominated ourselves first, but then we agreed on Timmy.
Okay. You know what, Timmy? I wouldn't change you for the world.
Hey, you know what?
I wouldn't change you for the world, baby.
It's a wonder that it turned out that way. I spent my entire life throughout middle school being bullied relentlessly and people laughing at me. So,
oh man, now,
I feel
now
right
now
at
we're
home.
Really getting into it, huh?
Fantastic.
You're really going to take us there.
We're going deep into the shag.
Stop it.
I love it.
Tonight!
Love everybody out there, too.
Anything else, Teddy, before he slits his wrists over here?
No, we can play another Too Hot if you want.
4:30, Mike's going to leave the station. 5 o'clock, I'm going to go into a nervous breakdown.
4:30, by the way, I have news. on my future career.
Uh-oh.
And it may affect my job here at the Fan. Just saying.
You're going to be the city's father?
Teddy, let's do another Too Hot.
Too Hot!
All right. Now, last week we were talking about what would happen kind of if Timmy left the show and who would replace Timmy if that happened. And we talked about, like, I threw out, like, Matty Ice and Joshua Perry, right? Well, Tyvus had a...
You threw out a lot of names, actually. Man, it wouldn't be bad if this deaf guy with no tongue took over for Timmy.
Stop it. Stop piling on Timmy. Timmy, I think you'll like this one, though, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is for you.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, here comes Tyvus' awesome pick.
If Timmy died, who would be the best replacement to host with Common Man? Ted said Matty.
Yeah.
And then he also threw in Joshua Perry.
Is this any talent? Like, anybody from any show?
I guess. Whoever you think is the best replacement on the planet to host with Common Man.
On the planet. Kirk Herbstreit.
That'd make for a hell of a show.
Woo!
I'd say that'd be a good first show and last. Because one of us is walking out in a body bag.
What about Spiels? Bring him back.
I got no problem with Spiels. Spiels,
yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
I hosted with Spiels for a long time. I haven't talked to Spiels in a while. He's been sort of invisible. He spent a lot of his life in the public eye, and he just wanted to take a step away. I mean, he's still working in football. I think he's still with the Lions.
Yeah, he's fixing the Lions.
Well, he fixed them.
Well, not last year.
Yet.
Yeah. That was just a mistake.
What's his position there these days?
He's
like
Skyler White.
Is he like a GM emeritus
he's
type
like a
of thing?
Liaison to the owner,
I believe. Is he like a liaison emeritus? To the traveling secretary?
Liaison? He's doing something.
Sounds lovely. Doing.
Too Hot!
All right, Teddy, give me another one.
All right, now T-Bone had a pick on who he would like to see you matched up with if something, God forbid, ever happened to Teddy.
And I'm glad we're getting everybody material.
Yeah.
I do think Matty Ice would be very good. Him and Common Man would work well together for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
What would be the most fun to watch would be, like, Bo Bishop and Common Man are very similar in a lot of ways as far as, like, lifestyle and, like, all that stuff. But I do think the two of them, if they were on the radio together, would eventually come to blows. Mike is all about, like, let me push the buttons of power and let me annoy people. And Bo is someone who obviously is, like, well, connected to a lot of those same people. So Mike and Bo, I think, would eventually end up at odds, even though they are both great friends and good dudes and would all, like, I think that would actually be a very secret, spicy mix that people would not be aware of.
I could work with Bo. I don't know if he'd want to work with me for those exact reasons.
Bone brings up some good points right there. We joke about it last week about how we're looking to get some, you know, some different types of subjects to come into the studio with us and sit here. And preferably we'd like to do that for an hour's time so we can get into some things. But when Mike continues to relentlessly blast Ross Bjork, I don't know if Ross will come in and sit in the chair eventually. How do you think you would start off, like, the whole hour? Would you, like, call him, hey, Bjorky?
Hey, Bjorky, thanks for coming in. Glad we were the 19th stop on your Q&A tour.
Did the Q&As,
take a load off.
Did the Q&As come to a halt? I think they did this week, right?
I don't know. We'll pick it up somewhere else next week.
Teddy, you stopped putting them into the prep this week. You couldn't find any?
I did not see any.
Any interviews?
Yeah, maybe he's taking a few days off.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I think that's pretty spot on about Bo, though. We'd get along well. We get along well. We've known each other for a long time, but we've never really worked in that capacity together. And I probably would make him very uncomfortable, you know, because he does the Brown show. He's in the team facility over there. And I'd probably say, Sean squirting your face today. Hey! And he has to go in there and he has to deal with all of that. I heard your co-host say, Deshaun Jade in your face. Well, I didn't say it. He said it.
It wasn't me. I mean, I'm just, can't hold me responsible for any of that. No, that's a good point. I don't know if I could get off the ground with you two because of that.
It is a slow news day and nude day in Mexico. It's never a slow nude day. Details coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing a couple-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side after 11th Avenue. It is stop-and-go from Hudson Street. We also have a crash on southbound 71, again on the north side at East Broad Street, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State women's basketball team is currently underway in the Big Ten tournament, taking on Indiana. The Buckeyes went on a 12-0 run in the second quarter to pull ahead at the break. The third quarter just ended with Ohio State up on the Hoosiers 61-40. You can catch the fourth quarter over on the Fan 2, where Tyler Danberg and Kristen Watt have the call. News in the NBA, it's been reported that Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum will play this season and could make a return tomorrow when the Celtics host the Mavericks. Tatum had surgery on a ruptured Achilles tendon in May of last year. And the Columbus Blue Jackets are back on home ice tonight hosting the Panthers. Face off from Nationwide Arena is at 7 o'clock. Coverage begins here on The Fan at 6:30. This update sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
We will continue with second round matchup. Pizza Madness on tomorrow's show. It's pizzamadness.pizza, not .com, .pizza. You can vote for all the second round matchups right now. It's active. And it's ready for you.
You mentioned this yesterday. Do you foresee pizza sales, I don't know, doubling tomorrow? I mean,
not just Friday tomorrow.
Friday night is a huge pizza night anyway.
That's right. But
for especially the rest of the month.
During Lent.
Yeah, during Lent.
Because, you know, get yourself a cheese pizza or a veggie pizza. If you're doing the no meat for the Catholic thing, but
it's a good option.
I bet you last night, Wednesday night, we talked about pizza pretty much for the entire show. I know I left the show ravenously hungry for pizza.
Yeah.
I wonder how many extra pizzas we sold yesterday than on a regular Wednesday.
You know, I've had so much pizza lately. You know, when you have asparagus the night before, you got that whole thing that takes over. I swear I was
smelly pee-pee.
I swear I was peeing out Romano cheese. Like that's
well,
with a little hint of oregano.
Did it have?
And that hurt. That hurt coming
clumpy?
Out.
I mean, you may have to see someone for that, homie.
That's not. I'd rather pee out just pizza sauce, but it was a little bit more. And I'm probably gonna have more this weekend too. I'm just in the mood now.
Yes, pizzamadness.pizza. Do the voting. I saw this headline. It made no sense. World Cup playoff tickets on sale for less than $17 in Mexico.
I saw that too. I don't understand. Like we'd need to have T-Bone to talk soccer with us to explain how all that works with the labeling of the games.
No, I can tell you how it works. I don't need T-Bone.
That's not the World Cup.
No, the World
Cup. Why are they calling it that?
Playoff is not what you call it. What they're talking about here is there a couple qualifier games.
Qualifying.
In Mexico where you can get in the door for less than $17. But you read the first paragraph. This is from the AP, and I'm sure it was written by AI. Tickets for the playoffs in Mexico that will determine two of the final World Cup berths are being sold by FIFA for less than $17, far less than the $4,100 to $8,600 FIFA is charging for this year's final in New Jersey. You don't say. You don't say that a qualifying game in Mexico, which, depending on what you read, is riddled with cartel violence, is going for far less than scalping tickets for the World Cup final match. That's like saying this upcoming game, Buckeyes in Indiana, I got to tell you.
Which is probably a hot game.
Getting the door price is far less than the NCAA championship game in Indianapolis. So what the hell's going on there? It's two completely different things, you morons.
It's almost worse. It's almost like Ohio State IU Indy making that out to be some kind of NCAA tournament preview game. You know, that's like comparing Jets versus the Jags to the price of Super Bowl tickets.
Also, Mexico's not playing in any of these games. It's not like all the Mexicans aren't showing up for their own team. It's like Bolivia, Congo, Jamaica,
the Congo,
Iraq.
What is that? The Democratic Republic of Congo?
That's correct.
DRC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, there's my soccer news for the day.
Mexico's in, right? Because it's part
Mexico's
of North America. It's North America.
They're a host
that's hosting
country.
So U.S. and Mexico and Canada, dare I say?
Yes, good job. That's what America is.
No, I'm saying, are they in as well? I didn't know if there was going to be games played in Canada.
They
or
are. They're going to have
they
games
get in anyway.
Canada and here and in Mexico. The majority of them will be in the United States.
I saw a little, let me take us somewhere here. I saw a little article in the New York Post. It's a site I go to every so often. And sometimes a headline pulls you in and you're like, you know what? I can feel that going on just from living and breathing. And I want to read a little bit more about it as to where it came up with this. It says, Americans are on the verge of sextinction. Sextinction.
Tonight!
As shocking numbers are going without sex and social media are partly to blame.
First of all, I've told you that I have no problem with the word sex, but for some reason when you say it, it makes me never want to have it again. I think you're contributing to this problem.
You know what? You're in the mix with everybody else in society. So
I want to have it until you start talking about it.
Good job, bad job. No, it should make you want to do it even more.
All right, so tell me why. Tell
me
why.
Look at me and then think of a beautiful woman.
I mean, I know I'm not having it, but I just think that's 19 years of wedded bliss and, you know,
well,
we're just, we've been there, done that.
I think we've all got different types of issues, no matter where we are, maybe not in a relationship yet or been in the same relationship for a long, long time. And we're learning, we got to spice things up a little bit. That's why our friends at Tri-State Men's Health are here for people in our shoes to try to spice things back up.
Yeah, but
it
there's
says
only
this.
So much spicy you can do. Then you just,
maybe you're just not, maybe you're
burn
just,
your stomach
no,
lining.
No, you're not being creative enough.
Creative enough. What are you going to do?
You need to,
when you've been with the same person,
dress up like a dominatrix
for over 20 years, that's not going to do it.
Sure.
No, it's
start
not.
Start exploring some kinks and some fantasies.
The last things this chick needs to see is me in some sort of S&M outfit. We got to turn those lights all the way off.
You need to get the whips out.
No.
The chains.
No, thank you.
All sorts of that stuff. The chairs. It says people are experiencing extended periods of sexlessness. In the U.S., a staggering 1 in 3 men and 1 in 5 women have not had sex in the past year, according to the General Social Survey. Testosterone levels are plummeting. Loneliness is at record highs. And it says, like so many problems, social media are at least partly to blame. Where's the
I believe that. I think
quote from this
technology in general is to blame. And it's you know, you have naked people delivered right to you on your device.
Yeah.
It's very easy
That's,
you know what? I didn't think it could get any more disgusting than you saying the word, but you making that noise, that's official. It's just fallen off for me. It's not even there anymore. I got to pick it off the carpet.
Here's a quote.
Pick it off the carpet.
Here's a quote from sex neuroscientist Dr. Deborah So.
Tonight!
Stop. It makes it harder to get through it when you hit that thing. The idealization of impossibly high standards has coaxed men into believing that social media influencers with millions of followers may one day show interest in them. Mm-hmm. It has persuaded women
more
to give the time of day only to men who are over 6 feet tall and astronomically wealthy. So it's sort of
it works against both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it works against both ways with what you're looking for. It just creates this false sense of what life is like out there.
Before we had all of this in the palm of our hands and influencers and all this other stuff, we were much better at settling.
Yeah. And
now we all crave perfection, and that is hindering intimacy.
So the other thing that we had like discussed is I've started watching for the very first time this season of Love is Blind, because we found out that it was all going to be kind of based in Central Ohio, and watching the show and then taking a look at the casting for previous shows, obviously I understand why they're doing this. This is what TV has done throughout the course of time. They're picking the best looking people to be on their shows. But for a show like Love is Blind, wouldn't it be nice if you put like two really ugly people on both sides?
No, because nobody wants to watch that.
No, really test the mettle of what the show is about. Like, really try to see if it's the emotional connection that's going to win out. And then when it's not like that, see how quick someone runs for the hills. Or maybe you do actually encourage someone to bleed more to the actual connection
of a
relationship.
We are a family here. We're a community. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we don't. That includes all of you, the listeners out there. I think tonight, all of us, if you have a significant other, we should all buck the trend. Or switch out the letter B with another letter of your choice. So I think tonight, all of us here should get down and dirty.
So we're all going to be eating pizza. And
you got those greasy fingers anyway.
Doing what we did back when I was banging.
Yeah. Let's all make a promise.
Let's all.
Tonight, we'll put a do not disturb on the phone from, you know, whatever time works for you. For us, it'll probably be
10 to 10:01.
9:05 to 9:08.
That long, huh?
Well, I mean, you gotta
We gotta have some tune up, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, come on.
One of the minutes is for the foreplay, or
let's say two of the minutes. Just as a group, the city of Columbus tonight and its surrounding areas, we really become the fornicating capital of the world tonight.
We should build on that. That could be what we're known as a city.
Yeah.
A city for effing.
Maybe. Because, you know, they can pick up on sounds, right? From a long way away. Like when the submarine exploded, you can
like
record that.
Like whale sounds from
just
subs.
Miles away.
Yeah, it's like sonar.
Maybe on the International Space Station tonight, they'll be able to detect just thousands and thousands of bedposts hitting the wall.
It's great.
From this one area in Central Ohio.
You know, some cities are like the city of fountains, you know?
We can be the other F. We can be that too.
Yeah.
Fountains and
Fountains of Wayne.
What did they do? Is that Stacy's mom's got it going on?
Yeah. Perfect. Watch that music video.
Stifler's mom.
We'll be right as rain and ready to go in no time.
Mm-hmm. How you doing over there, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
Mississippi wants a leg up with NIL. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow if you're on northbound 270 on the west outer belt, going from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. And there's another delay due to a crash on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Fall before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A look for drier conditions overnight into the Friday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Overnight lows in the middle 50s. On Friday, high temps in the low 70s with a much lower chance of a shower or a thunderstorm at 20%. Now, Saturday, we've got a cold front coming between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. We could see a couple of strong or even low-end severe-type thunderstorms, high temperatures in the middle 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They will be doing Pizza Madness second round, just like we will on this show tomorrow afternoon. Also, Tyvus eats a thing at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
I wonder what he's going to be eating tomorrow.
Rothman and Ice will talk to Pat Murphy at 12:30. Of course, they will talk about Buckeyes, I assume. And then Go to Jail Friday on this show, and also lots of Pizza Madness fun. Here's a story for you. College football is a very cutthroat business. Recruiting is very cutthroat. And every single school wants a leg up. Well, sometimes whole states want a leg up. According to the Mississippi Clarion Ledger, the Mississippi House of Representatives, I'm sure that's a regular Mensa fest, has passed a bill that would exempt NIL earnings from state income tax. It, of course, is a recruiting tool that would be used by Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
No kidding.
Why would you want to go to Georgia? Yeah, I know they're paying you X amount in NIL, but you're going to be taxed on that.
You're losing all that
money.
You
come to Mississippi, and you get to keep it all. By the way, this is just something in the House of Representatives. It would have to also pass the Mississippi Senate, and then the governor, Billy Bob, would have to sign it into law. But knowing the way they do things down there, they probably would.
This sounds so ridiculous, you know? Like, this is the way to set you up for success, how to manage your money. Like, let's let you keep all of this. Now, I know there's some states where, you know, state of Florida doesn't have sales tax. State sales tax is, or income tax is what I'm trying to find.
Florida has, is it blanket no income tax in Florida?
I don't know, but we always hear that whenever we're talking about athletes making moves.
No, I know that, but I don't know.
It must be discussed.
What's that?
It's like, Texas has that. Florida has that. There's a few states. No income tax.
And that's always brought up as a reason for an athlete to move there in free agency or whatever that is. Yeah, there's federal income tax, of course, that you're not going to be able to run away from. Why don't we just give them that, too? Why don't we just have it be completely tax-free? Nothing at all. Every single dime, you get to keep all of it, because that's how it is in the real world.
Well, for some people.
Sure, it is for some people.
Too hot. It's Too Hot Thursday. Teddy dazzles us with audio. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, this is from Bishop and Friends. And Bo was chatting about, during the holidays, of course, his lovely wife likes to you know, decorate around the holidays, specifically whatever that time of year is. Now we have Easter and
all sorts of Easter decorations.
Yeah, it's coming up. So
bunnies.
So apparently there's bunnies, a lot of bunnies. So Bo will tell you all about that.
I did a walk this morning through the house. I did a sweep of dining room, family room, kitchen this morning. 15 bunnies. 15. Now, if you did this in October, you could probably count upwards of 30 pumpkins that would be in those three rooms. And Christmas is 3 months. And I asked her once, I said, you know, where's all this stuff coming from? And then I realized that's not a question that I really want the answer to. I don't want an answer to where it's coming from or how much it costs or where all these, I don't even know, like, where's a site where you just get, she's got a gold bunny who's holding like what looks like some sort of, it feels like it's a, almost like a Holy Grail bunny. Look at this bunny. Where do you get a bunny like that? Who's slinging that bunny? Where are you getting that guy? So I asked her about it once, and she goes, honey, this is the difference between a house and a home. And I said, okay, that's pretty good. That's a good line out of you.
I'll tell you exactly where she's getting them. Home Goods.
Home Goods?
That's where you get all that crap.
She's not going to some, you know, home bunny emporium on the internet or just Amazon, plain and simple.
Home Goods.
They'll deliver them right to your door.
My mother has a thing, and she's always had it. It's very weird. With little decorative horses.
She's a horse gal, okay? Well, my mom, like, was into cows.
Little horse.
We had cows everywhere.
Figurines, painting of horse on the wall and all this. Like, if you walked into my parents' house, you'd say, oh, are you from Kentucky?
No,
you horse,
no.
Horse
yeah,
rider?
Yeah.
Like, no. My mother's never been on a horse in her life.
Big fan. It's like me and Top Gun and planes.
No, the difference is you actually like to watch those movies and immerse yourself in that type of culture.
That's true.
My mom's not at home getting off to Black Beauty every single night.
She doesn't like Hidalgo?
Oh, yeah, let's do Seabiscuit.
She doesn't like, what was the other one, War Horse?
I've never heard her talk about horses. She doesn't care anything about horses other than decoration pieces.
She must like horses. She's buying them. She has to have some kind of infatuation with horses.
She's got one sculpture.
It doesn't make any sense why she would not get some books about them.
No, she's got no books about them.
TV shows about them.
She doesn't watch TV about them. Watches. It has no books about them. It's all just decor pieces. She's got one little statue. She got it when I was a teenager. It looks like it's a minion of the Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah.
We call it the Dorse because it's a combination horse and Doberman. So now it has a word, the Dorse, and we will move the Dorse around the house just to scare the hell out of people.
We breeded a bulldog with a shih tzu, you know what we called it?
I got it. When we were teenagers, we would move the Dorse around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Dorse would be in the shower, and you pull the shower curtain. Ah! Oh, it's the Dorse.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
You have something that you just sort of move around the house, and it surprises you, and it becomes a big joke. If they're, I don't do this, so, and we don't do this in our house either. We don't have, like, a theme. I told you when I was growing up, my mom had cow stuff all over the place. The towels were in cow print, right? There were cows in the living room. Any little, like, buffet table that we had out there, there'd be 5 or 6 different cow-type figurines.
Where did that come from?
The notepad was like a cow leaning over the top of it with a piece of chalk on the edge of that.
Why don't we dive into the psyche of this stuff?
I don't know. And I had a friend growing up. His mom was all about frogs. There was 50,000 frogs
Teddy,
all over the house.
Did your mom have a particular animal?
Or did you have a theme in your house? No.
She had a lot of the, it's like the Charles Dickens houses. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Like the whole
Dickens.
Like a Christmas village type of thing?
Yeah, she had a lot of that. Has a lot of that, yeah.
Even when it's not Christmas time.
Yeah, they're just up all year round.
I see. Okay.
I guess they don't necessarily have to be Christmas houses. They can just be little houses.
Yeah.
See, this
for you and me.
This is what I'm talking about. We always have all these divisions in society. You know, your sky god's better than my sky god, whatever the hell it is. We all need to get together and just realize that we were all brought up in whacked out houses. You with the cows, Teddy with little homes, me with the Dorse.
Are you saying that's what we should worship?
No, I'm not saying we should worship that. We should all just get together and say, you know what? We all got problems.
Poppy's got problems.
They had problems, which is why they decided to go and collect cows. Your mom probably had some sick fascination with lactating.
Oh, there's lactating.
I need cows.
If you were going to have a thing, like, what would it be? Like, if you were forced to expand and have a theme in your house and have to, like, display certain things, like, what would that be?
I actually do have a little thing. Cut that up and use it. Kristen will use it.
Well, that's old news.
I know you got a little thing.
She can't use it.
And you don't know how to use it either.
There is
gotta
sort
be able
of
to find it.
There's sort of a running theme in my house with a particular animal.
Oh.
I'll tell you what it is. Plus, I have some big career news to share with all of you.
Oh, boy.
Coming up in 2 minutes. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic. You need to travel southbound 71 on that north side between North Broadway and 17th Avenue. And use some caution on southbound 315 at Retreat Lane. We've got some flooding there. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It's Too Hot Thursday. We're also going to alert you about the second round matchups that we have in Pizza Madness. And we're going to go through our second round matchups tomorrow, and then T-Bone and Tyvis will do the same in the morning, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get to 16 by the time the weekend starts. Now, we're talking about weird, like, animal-themed decorations.
Yeah, just things, decor that you remember. Not everyone did this, but a lot of us, as we just alluded to, we had moms that had a collection of certain things that were displayed around the house.
My mom has displayed, like, horse figurines and horse paintings. She doesn't like horses. She's never ridden a horse. I don't think she's even watched the movie Seabiscuit.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That's what I always say.
Sure. Your mom, obsessed with cows. Teddy's mom collects like little Charles Dickens Christmas village houses and has those around the house even when it's not Christmas.
We did the Christmas theme. We did like a Christmas garden, and I don't know if
what's
it was
a Christmas garden.
The Christmas garden was the
like wicked garden.
No, not a wicked garden. All right, we had a train set. We had like one of those B&O mini trains, and we would get like a giant, you know, piece of plywood or whatever, and then disguise that with like the white puffy snow looking stuff.
Uh-huh.
We'd put books and we'd stack them up to make hills and little mountains.
That's nice.
And then we'd put, I don't know if they were all like
this was outside.
No, this would be in our basement. This would be like in our big family room. We had a little area in the back of the room where the train would go, and it would be at like counter heights. You can stand up and kind of go over it and move some of the pieces around if you needed to. And there was all sorts of stuff with the train set too.
Why do you call it a garden?
That's just what mom and dad called it.
Mom and Dad are idiots. Just sounds like a train set to me.
The Christmas Garden. Well, it wasn't a train set because it had this entire like city village thing.
Okay.
You could have called it like Christmas Town, the Christmas Village.
So I actually have something like that in my house. If you go around my house, you will oddly find a bunch of little tiny dog figurines.
Dogs.
Yeah. Wooden dogs, porcelain dogs, little tiny dog figurines. This actually stems from an inside joke between me and my sister. When I was a kid, I lived with my grandmother. My grandmother lived with us, I should say. Mom, dad, sister, me, and then grandma lived in the house with us. She would sometimes, grandma, go on little week-long vacations where she would stay with my aunt. Just so my mom and dad could breathe.
Just to get the hell out of there.
Right, just to get
for a little bit.
Get the hell out of the house. So one day she came back from one of her little week-long trips and decided she was going to give me and my sister some gifts that she didn't have any money or anything, but she found some little trinkets.
She wrapped her damn cat up.
In a store, and she got my sister something. I don't remember what it was. And for me, she had this very mischievous look on her face, and she said, I give you one dog.
One dog.
And it was a porcelain, like, dog figurine doing ballet.
Remember what kind of dog it was that was depicted?
I think it was like a pit bull or something, but it was in, like, a tutu.
Perfect.
Doing ballet. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is she giving this to
me for? I dress up my pit bull like that all the time.
It was the dumbest thing ever. We laughed about it, laughed and laughed. And now every And so now every single holiday, my sister and I will gift each other a dog sculpture or figurine.
That's great.
Based on that inside joke. And I probably have 25 of them.
But you know what? That's the gift that keeps on giving your whole life. And you guys have kept up with that as you should. I mean, this can't cost you anywhere from what? $5 to $20
No, it's
to get
right.
a stupid
it's,
dog
it's
figurine.
Nothing expensive. We're not exchanging gold dogs.
Probably keeps you more in the know about the kinds of dogs. So when you go and watch the Westminster kennel show, you know what's what.
But now it's transcended generations because I got a little Christmas gift from my niece last year, and she got me a little dog.
Perfect.
And she said, in the same accent that we've always used, I give you one dog. All right. And now it lives. It lives on to the next generation.
I do like that. But where do you wind up putting all of these dogs? You have them in like a case somewhere where year by year?
No, some are just
right
in the closet. Some are actually displayed around the house, just like on a bookshelf or, here and there you'll find a little dog figurine. It makes you think of grandma and my sister and all that.
So at what point do you start using like these dog figurines and use it like the Dorse where you just like hide it in certain places?
You know what?
And it becomes a fun little game.
The new tradition.
Like you put it in Samantha's backpack one day and she just finds it while she's getting ready to take a quiz or something. She has a nice laugh about that.
Good job, Timmy.
Yeah. This is an idea.
All right. I have some news about my career. I've been here for a long time.
Oh, God.
22 years. I just want to tell you, because I got a lot of people worried, and I didn't mean to worry you. This is all just a bunch of BS. Listen, there is...
Oh, the art of the tease.
There is a opening. I saw this posted today. Six-figure job opening pays $100,000. This is a real job. Wendy's is calling for a chief tasting officer. And I think I'd like to quit this job and go do this full time.
I don't even need the fancy name.
Tasting officer.
I don't need to be a chief tasting, a CTO. I just like to be eater. That's it.
It says pay $100,000, which...
it's a gigantic pay cut for the common man.
A little light, but, maybe I can pick up some part-time work here. Help make myself whole again.
No.
Says location remote. I live in Central Ohio. I can come down to the headquarters. I live right in Dublin.
What if you want an office?
I do. Yeah. I want an office right next to Wendy.
And get out of the house. I don't want to sit at home all day.
It says travel light, mostly to your local Wendy's and or the couch. Well, I can do that. Start ASAP. Required credentials, a human mouth a pulse, opinions, creativity, and taste. I have all of those things, except for the last thing, especially when it comes to picking co-hosts.
That's right.
I've got taste.
That's right. You've got taste. I don't know if it's great taste.
I'm telling you, I think
that is
this is my perfect
a hell
job.
Of a job.
Looky here, Wendy's.
It's a local company.
It's local.
Come on.
I live in the same city. I pay the same taxes that you pay, Wendy's. I'm a big fan of your product. As a matter of fact, back when I was banging, I corresponded with Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas. I sent him a letter requesting an 8x10 autographed picture. Man, that really got the ladies to get going when they saw that hanging in my room.
Who's that?
That's the Wendy's guy? It's autographed?
That's
right.
Is that your grandpa?
That's right. It's autographed to me, honey. Now take your clothes off.
No, thanks.
But I told him how much I enjoyed the spicy chicken sandwich because at that time it was a limited time offering. And shortly after that, he made it full time. And I contend.
You contend.
I contend that my letter to Dave Thomas changed the entire trajectory of Wendy's forever because the spicy chicken became permanent.
You're saying without you, Wendy's would have probably had, they would cease to exist.
And now, look, I got to tell you, you need some of my help.
Now they're closing hundreds of restaurants.
Right.
Where have you been?
You need my help.
They do need help.
And I'm here to help you. All right, and let's stop hiring these decision makers for these fast food companies that don't live the lifestyle. That McDonald's CEO guy taking a bite of the Big Arch? What a freaking goober.
Oh, let me.
Boy, very tasty product here. Let me take a. Oh, this is very good.
That's a man sized bite. That's
no,
a big bite.
You got to live the lifestyle. If you don't have tools in your car for eating, like I do, I have trays. I have plastic trays in my
car. There's always at least one tool
in
your car.
I've got napkins. I've got paper plates. I've got extra straws just in case they forget to put one in the bag. I've got it all because I eat in the car. I am your number one consumer. I know what type of product you should be selling. I want this job, Wendy.
I will attest. I will stand by. He is a master eater. He is. He's a master of that craft. He's got all those things. He's the only person I've ever known that actually invested in a red tray so he can just grab his food right from the window, not even drive it into work or back home, but just sit there like a giant loser.
I think
in
I
the
was
back
the
of the parking lot and
civilian,
jamming all in his face.
Civilian to actually buy one of the pizza warmer bags that you plug into the car. I bought one of those.
You've got
years ago.
You've got an electric pizza case.
I've upgraded several times since then.
I'm sure you probably mentioned that to me at one point, but
yeah.
I forgot.
I eat a lot of pizza. You got to keep it hot.
You've got a heated pizza bag.
I'm ready for anything.
Is that in the trunk at all times, like Baker's emergency pants?
All times. When I was,
do you have to heat that up every day so it charges?
Every day?
Like, how does that?
No.
Yeah, you said
it doesn't have to charge. You plug it right into a USB.
It's got a USB port?
Oh, baby.
You're
this is professional
me.
Grade.
I guess I would have. I guess, you know, now that I think about it, they probably do have to have USB ports.
Of course they do. What do you think they're doing
delivery
it?
Delivery guys have those in their car the whole time. I didn't know if they just charged them up back at home base. Ran into the car, off they went, and they're skeeting and scatting all day long.
I want this job. I really
it's a
do.
Good, it's a good job.
And if it takes me quitting this job, then that's what it's going to be. Okay? Timmy, I have faith in you to.
I don't. You know what? But, you don't, but your path is your path, and you have to follow it.
I was talking about, you know, follow your passions. This is my passion.
That's the passion.
It's my passion.
It's food. It's
greasy food. It's greasy as F.
What are your three F's? Food, football, and, well, not that.
What's the other F?
What's the other word for that, Timmy? What's the other word for that?
Fornication?
No, fornicate?
Not
calorie fornication?
Starts with an S.
Starts with an S? Shit.
No. He's not even getting the joke.
I'm not getting the joke.
What's the three letters? Now, it's even worse when you say it, Ted. It's bad enough I got to hear Timmy say it. Now you've said it. I'm never going to have it again.
It's his fault.
How did you say that? You kind of tailed off with it.
Mire is what I said.
Sex. Food. Football in the mire.
Ryan Day's throwing a party with Hootie. Details next. Cootie. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup if you're on eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and 71. And there's another couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from Weber Road to Cook Road. This report is sponsored by Fusion, where it's lobster season. Hey, Columbus, it's lobster season at Fusion. For a limited time, dive into their fresh, crave-worthy, fan-loving lobster sushi roll. Loaded, buttery, and bursting with flavor. But hurry, it won't be around long. Roll into Fusion today and treat yourself before it's gone. Check them out at Fusion.com. That's F-U-S-I-A-N. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Line is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt office ping pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
It's too hot Thursday. Teddy's going to get some more audio for us.
Oh, he's got to have a lot. We've only played like a few so far.
Well,
they got to talking.
Hey, Teddy, did Wendy's call at all during that last break?
Not yet.
Okay, well, Wendy's, get in touch with me. I would like to be your new chief tasting officer. Perhaps this is a job that I can do concurrently. I can be their tasting guy, and I can still do the show here with Timmy.
I don't know. I think that's to be paying you $100,000. I don't know if they could allow that to be
part-time
work.
What's $100,000 nowadays? Nothing.
Is that viewed as like grand?
Used to mean something. Now it's, you know, you're on food stamps if you're making $100,000, right, Teddy?
Yeah. What if they say, hey, we'll give each of you guys 50 and you can split it and then you can both be the tasting officer? What a great idea that is, huh, Timmy?
And that would be pretty good.
51-49.
Okay.
I'll make a little bit more than you.
Okay. Teddy, would you like in on this? Could we do more like a 33
throw
thing?
All the money away. What's Teddy going to have? He doesn't need anything.
The salad.
he could sample the lettuce. Man. He could be the lettuce sampler when we go back to the leaf.
Yeah. Junior Frosty. Make sure it's really tiny.
That's right. Junior Vanilla Frosty.
One thing I would do.
What would you do?
Chief Tasting Officer.
Yes.
Get rid of all other flavors of Frosty. It's just Frosty.
Would you ever?
Not even chocolate Frosty, because it's not chocolate, Frosty.
No. But would you? You wouldn't have like a seasonal. You wouldn't have anything else ever. That's it. It would just be the Frosty.
Yeah.
There would never be any like the Thin Mint Frosty.
No, none of that.
Not allowed, huh?
No. I'll give you a box of Thin Mints. Crush it up. I don't
want a box of Thin Mints. Would we expand like the frozen treats at all? or is it just going to stay the frosty?
I would simplify things. Do what you're known for and do it best. Stop trying to be other things. You're not Dairy Queen.
Skim down the menu a little bit.
You're not Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Don't try and be.
Have
a frosty.
A few burgers, a couple chicken sandwiches, and the nuggets and fries.
And I would have...
And the chili and the baked potatoes got to stay.
Special offerings every 2-3 weeks or so. You rotate a special burger, sandwich.
Limited time.
Yes. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Ryan Day is partnering up with Hootie and the Blowfish frontman Darius Rucker. Says, saddle up, A Night at the Woody featuring Darius Rucker, music, dancing, fundraising. Oh, of course there's fundraising.
Key this on the fundraising
Saturday,
part.
April 18th at the Woody. Says, join Ryan and Nina Day, OSU Buckeye football coaches and staff at the Woody. Bust out your boots and belt buckles to enjoy an evening of fun, dancing, fundraising, and great music. There you go.
All right. Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's all I have for you.
No Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker.
Just Darius Rucker.
And a band that is going to be playing with him. So
maybe he's a cappella.
So that date, obviously, is the date of the game.
Of the spring game.
I do remember how it was later in the night of... It was the night of the spring game. Spring game had happened. And then it was the early morning of Sunday. That's what led to Brian Hartline's oopsies with the ATV back home.
Oh, so it was an event like this.
They might
maybe
have
had a few too much to drink.
I'm just saying that was the spring game. And I know they've started to do something like this either on spring game Saturday when it's done. They head over there. They have a big party because they got a lot of people that are in town.
Mm-hmm.
They're using that as a big opportunity to recruit. So... don't let this be the new Bogey Inn, all right?
Well, Bogey's no longer existing.
No, I know, but
something's got to fill in for it.
We can have Bogey Inns pop up in other forms, right? We just, let's be careful when we're having fun at the Saddle Up Patna party with Darius Rucker.
The Bogey was a place in Shawnee Hills, if you're not familiar.
Oh, everybody knows the Bogey Inn.
We've got new young listeners all the time. Don't assume they know everything.
The Bogey Inn was the place to be.
Well, now it's
when you partied at the memorial.
It's gone. But every single year, at least one former Buckeye would get tased at the Bogey and just make a sloppy mess fool of himself. And at least one overly tanned football coach's wife would piss all over herself in the parking lot. That would also happen.
And we'd all watch Sister Hazel, and then we'd get into some shenanigans.
Well, Urban loved Sister Hazel.
Oh, big fan.
Hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you.
That's
words
him.
Can't say what I am.
Well, this is not Sister Hazel. This is Darius Rucker.
She sits alone by land. Escaped her mind.
Nothing from you?
She says, there's the one I love the most.
If Darius doesn't make it, I could fill in.
Yeah, you've got the...
I could fill in.
You've got the Darius karaoke voice down.
Sat back down and had a beer and felt sorry for myself. Saying, let her cry.
All right, let's do some Too Hot. Coming up next. And Ohio State is good at a thing that I didn't know they were good at. How about that? Common Hand and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for flooding. If you need to travel on Groveport Road near Gender Road, it's causing about a 10-minute delay there. And we've got slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Roberts Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State women's basketball team began their Big Ten tournament today with a big win over Indiana, 83-59. Jelani Cambridge led the Buckeyes in scoring with 19 points, and Chance Garay followed with 18 points. Ohio State will now face Minnesota tomorrow in the quarterfinals around 2:30. You can catch the action tomorrow over on The Fan, too. In the NBA, it's been reported that Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum will play this season and could make a return as early as tomorrow when the Celtics host the Mavericks. Tatum had surgery on a ruptured Achilles tendon in May of last year. And the Blue Jackets are back in Nationwide Arena tonight hosting the Florida Panthers. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. Coverage begins here on The Fan at 6:30. This update sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers. From now through March 31st, get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, Myles Garrett gets his ninth speeding ticket since 2017. He was clocked going 100 in a 60.
What are we doing
last month? Well, I mean, let's be honest about it. That's a 9-year time span. So, how many speeding tickets have you gotten in 9 years?
None.
None?
None.
None?
None.
Teddy, how many speeding tickets have you gotten in 9 years?
In 9 years?
Yeah, the last 9 years. How many speeding tickets?
Last 9 years. I don't think I had any. There's maybe one, but I can't remember. I can't remember how long ago it was. It may have been 10 years ago or
so. I think I'm two or three in that time span.
How many in your lifetime do you think you've racked up?
Six?
Okay.
I've had three.
I'm at two.
All of them, by the way, bogus. All my tickets bogus.
First one I got was fine. I was 16, and so it was my first year of driving. So I guess that kind of tracks. It was middle of the morning, though. I was working a golf course job, my first job ever. So I was doing groundskeeping. So I would get there at like 5:30 in the morning. So it's dark when I'm driving, and I'm on Prince William Parkway in Northern Virginia.
There's Prince William Parkway. Teddy.
There's nobody out there. Yeah. This is like a mega highway.
You got Prince Edward in a can?
Yes. Yeah. I got, you know, Prince Willie's along here too. So I'm going, I think, 74 and a 50. I was flirting with it. And it was foggy outside, and the cop lights kind of got me from behind, and I had to explain that to mom and dad, and that was not a good day.
No, when maybe you're 16, that kinda, that's not a good conversation.
I think that put the scare in me to not be carrying on like that. So you could say it was a good thing. And then the last time I had one, I was living here in Ohio, but we were traveling through West Virginia, and they got me on the bridge, I think, going over towards Wheeling. So that was where my other one was, and
last one I had was down in Florida.
Okay.
Driving to the beach. You know me, I hate the beach.
Going a little too fast? Was it like
it's one of these
15 over-ish or
well, it's one of these like, you know, 30-mile-an-hour zones, and I was probably going 50.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right, pushing 20 over.
Just screwing me.
It's a 30-mile-an-hour zone. What are
matter.
You doing going 50?
It's a big,
was
wide
it a neighborhood?
Road. No, it's okay. Fine. Not a neighborhood.
the
Get out of here.
Fine.
I'll tell you one that really pissed me off. I was actually driving back from Canton. We had gone to the Pro Football Hall of Fame like every fine American should. And I got caught by one of those speed planes or helicopters. They were just picking people off the road, pointing and picking. That's BS.
Tell me how that worked.
They clocked me from the sky.
They clocked you from the sky, and they just sent the car. They sent the squad car after
you? No, they just had a car on the side of the road pointing at people and telling them to pull over.
He just pointed you
just
out.
Just pointed at everybody who was driving by. That's BS. If you catch me with your gun and you're on the ground, that's fair. All right, we're playing a game here.
They're going to catch you with a gun,
I'm
all right.
Speeding, and you're trying to catch me. But the whole air crap, that's why I hate the red light cameras.
Or like the radar, the stoplight cameras, the radar enforced crap.
If you catch me, let's do a good old-fashioned game of cat and mouse where we're all on the same playing field
right.
here.
Let's have a nice high-speed chase. You track me down. I'll be Smokey and the Bandit.
No, I'm not gonna challenge you, right? If you get me, I'm pulling over.
You're good.
I'm good. Just don't give me these little trick stuff from the sky.
That's gotta be the worst too. Guys hiding out like behind a billboard and then he just boom points and makes you pull over.
He was picking off everybody on the road.
What if you didn't listen? What do you think would have happened? Would they have had like a team of cops that would have?
I think there was another guy that was about a mile up the road.
So he would have been ready.
He would have been ready to come get you.
Oh, boy.
If you didn't listen to the first guy.
It has to be the setup.
There was another time where I'm, driving. I think I was on 70. It's probably going 80. 80.
Yeah, 80. 82. 80 and a 70. 82 and a 70. You're usually letting that go.
You know, and I get pulled over. And the guy says, you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, I was keeping up with traffic. I was going just as fast as everybody else around me. He says, yeah, but I pulled you over.
Ouch. That's too bad.
Yeah, that is too bad.
You weren't going 20 over. You weren't reckless.
I was keeping up with the flow of traffic.
The problem is the speeds that you see from Myles Garrett, they are ridiculous speeds. I wouldn't get on him if he got popped with like one 20-mile-an-hour over the limit speeding ticket. Or if he got unlucky, he's going, 82 and a 70. That's a nothing story. It's like, okay, move on. But when he's approaching 10, what is it, like 10 strikes and you don't, there should be some kind of rule
where
you get your 10th speeding ticket and then you don't get to drive ever again in the state.
You got
to
figure this too. That Myles Garrett, I mean, he's probably got a car that's got like 900 horsepower.
Of course he does. I'm sure his car is fantastic.
Him going 100 is like you and me going 40. Just
no.
A leisurely sort. I mean, they don't make the cars like they used. The first
speed.
Car that I had, the Pontiac Grand Am that I had when I was 16 years old.
Oh,
if you got it up to
Pontiac Grand Am,
what the hell does that mean?
Must be nice to have a Pontiac Grand Am.
What I'm about to say is you get up above 80 in that thing and it would start to shake. And you would think it was going to fall off the axle.
Oh, well, you need
Myles Garrett doesn't have that. He's going 100. That's like a stroll.
Sounds like you weren't getting your wheels aligned very often. Did you have the Pontiac where when you stepped on the accelerator, the radio would get louder?
No, I didn't have that technology.
I think the Grand Prix.
Oh, no, the Grand Prix was
Grand
a whole other level. I didn't have that.
Oh, yeah, that was
no,
a,
my
that
grandfather
was a step
had a Grand Prix. I was envious because he never drove over 30 miles an hour.
Did they? They had to do the Grand Prix in a V8, right?
No, it was not a V8.
They never had a V8 option?
It was a V6, maybe.
Oh, for sure it had a V6 option.
You're thinking that the
Grand Prix.
Pontiac Grand Am and Grand Prix were more than
No. The Grand
they were garbage.
I know the Grand Am was garbage, but the Grand Prix had a little bit of cachet as far as the everyman car.
A little bit.
It did. Like if you were a student and you had a Grand Prix, that was like whoa. Oh, the other car. So I graduated high school in 02, and the car that was really, really cool around that point was the Toyota Celica. Remember when that Celica came out?
Tom
Celica. And had the Tom Celica. They did a new body style for that. One of my buddies, Chris, rolls into school one day with a sleek black Toyota Celica. And oh, he was the cock of the walk for the rest of his high school days.
Yeah?
Yeah, it worked out pretty well for Chris. But not now. Not now.
Not.
He's a bum, and look at me.
Look at you.
Suck it, Chris.
Look at you. What a bum. The Celica was the highlight of his life.
Now I'm cruising around in my Nissan Murano. And,
ooh, Murano.
Oh, it just flows like wine.
When Bob Capace's not hitting it in the parking lot, it is a sweet ride.
Oh, no, he can hit it again because he gives me a free watch.
Sweet ride. Hey, the Buckeyes are good at something I didn't realize they were good at. March College Dodgeball Power Rankings.
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Top
25.
Duck, dive, and dodge.
College dodgeball teams. Ohio State is ranked number one. As a matter of fact, the state of Ohio is a haven for dodgeball. So we got Ohio State number one. We got Kent State number three. We got Cincinnati five. We got the Miami Redhawks six. We got the Bobcats eight. Cleveland State nine. That's domination, baby.
It's the whole state of Ohio.
That's right. I had no idea we were so big with the dodgeball.
You ever play?
I mean, when I was a kid, we played dodgeball.
Were you good?
No, not really.
Fun game, man. We should play. We should get a team. We should gear up.
I don't know if
we have to gear up. What do you? There's no gear, right?
I thought it was bad for kids to play dodgeball. Now,
for like hitting people in the face.
And...
Well, yeah, with the head no head rule. Like I say, just throw wherever you got. What do you think about that, huh?
What do you think, Ted?
What do you think about that?
Head, no head.
Yeah, head. Definitely.
Depends on the ball.
Definitely.
They had those big, huge rubber balls where if you hit somebody in the face with that, it was tears, burn. it was bad, right? Yeah. But if it's a smaller sort of rubber ball, yeah.
Nothing was better than the sound that just rung out in the gym.
I can hear it now.
Somebody... Bing! Hit someone in the face and everyone just goes, oh, you're like, are you okay? You're out of there though. Take a seat.
You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball, right?
Now, would you dodge the ball or would you try and catch the ball? Because if you catch the ball, obviously the person who threw the ball's out.
Try to catch the ball. What are you talking about?
That way you get the
try
ball.
To catch the ball unless it's thrown at your feet.
It depends on where the ball
is. Of course it does.
Going.
If it's a midsection toss and it was a little girly toss, then you're going to try to catch it. You're going to try to flip the game. There's no play in the game when you can flip the script like that. You catch it, one of your partners comes back on, and they're out.
All right, more Too Hot audio coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch for an accident that's causing some delay if you're on Hayes Road at Richardson Road. And there's about a 5-minute hold up on westbound 670 going from US 33 to I-70. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Every now and then, you find a deal that actually feels like a win. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get more and pay less. Now that's a good deal. No contracts, no credit checks, no surprises. All on Verizon's 5G network. Find it in the same place you've always found straightforward prices. Exclusively at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Resident gambling degenerates Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Hello, it's...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, after 2.5 days of heavy rain, we're finally turning drier. Expect drier conditions overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows in the middle 50s, up to 73 on Friday with a low 20% chance of a rain shower or a thunderstorm. On Saturday, we've got a cold front coming with some thunderstorms that could be strong between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m., highs in the 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Everybody in the chat, by the way, follow us on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan. Subscribe to the channel, but also pop in the live chat because it's just a bunch of people.
That's
I was going
right.
to say
that's
a friendly bunch, but sometimes they're not.
It's a group just of guys and gals.
Bunch of people, but they're talking about their first cars and cars they had.
I'm glad it sparked that.
Pontiac Grand Am. That was my first car. I think it was in 94. That was my first car. And I learned to drive stick shift. My dad had an Eagle Talon.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the Eagle Talon?
Do I remember the Eagle Talon?
That is sweet.
My father-in-law. Yeah. You did? That was one of those. Yeah. Was it the Eagle Vision, the other
sedan
that they had? The Talon was the two-door?
The Talon was the sort of sporty two-door, only had one mirror on the driver's side.
It did? It didn't have a passenger side mirror?
No, it used to be that if you had a sports car, you could just get away with one mirror.
So my father-in-law, this is before I was dating Sarah, he had an Eagle Talon, and this is before he got his favorite car of all time, was his gold Nissan Maxima that had like the leather bra like on the front grill. Like he loved that sucker.
Nissan Maxima talking, is a good car.
Yeah, I know I was wrong. They don't come in the V8. He had a V6 option though. He revved that car up. I got to drive it a few times and it was great. So he got rid of the Eagle Talon, and I guess he just posted that sucker in the classified ads, and a couple of guys, maybe you could say they were sketchier looking dudes, came to their house and bought that car straight cash, homie.
Straight cash,
they just paid straight up cash. They did the deal. Car was gone. About a month later, the cops showed up to his house asking him all sorts of questions about the sale of that car and where the paperwork was. And he was like, I don't have any paperwork. It was just
that's because it was a stolen car, sir.
It was just cash only. And like, well, we just wanted to know. We're doing some backtracking. It's been possibly involved in some drug crimes.
Someone was murdered in the backseat.
It was found out by like the stockyards in Kansas City, and it was burned down to the frame. So the car made it about another month, and it was burned out of recognition.
That's it, huh?
That was the story with that Eagle Talon.
All right, too hot, Tom.
Too hot!
Teddy, what do you got for us?
All right, here's a favorite thing of yours, both you guys, is that you love to have breakfast for dinner, right?
Love it.
Both you guys.
Oh, delicious. I encourage it. It should be done. I like people that do a once a week deal for breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. On Rothman and Ice, they brought up that topic and shared what they do when they have breakfast for dinner.
Ooh, yesterday was National Pancake Day. Are you down with a breakfast for dinner type of evening?
Oh, absolutely. All day. I thought you were going to ask my favorite type of pancake.
Oh, do you have one?
Chocolate chip.
There you go.
Chocolate chip pancakes followed up by blueberry. And then an original with the crispy edges. You got to have the crispy edges if you're going to do pancakes.
That's right.
But breakfast for dinner, AR, loved it as a kid. That was always a win.
So breakfast for dinner is a win, but I wouldn't necessarily go pancakes.
Okay. What are you cooking up?
It's always eggs. It's always omelet, it feels to me. Like, that's it.
Okay.
Omelet, hash browns.
Okay.
That's breakfast for dinner for me.
I say, why not both?
I'm a pancake guy if I'm talking about a sweet breakfast. But usually when I make breakfast for dinner, I'm with Rothman. It's an omelet. It's bacon.
Or it's
potatoes.
Savory. Yeah.
It's savory. I'm not necessarily doing the pancakes for dinner.
I do not scoff at having a little room for both. Like, I mean, I think some of the best breakfasts around, especially when you think about going to Denny's to get the Grand Slam, IHOP always had their weekday special.
The man handler. The man eater at Scramblers.
The man handler.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Whoa, here she comes. Yes.
She's a man eater.
I think there's a roller coaster at Kings Island that plays that song all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Mystic Timbers, the new wooden coaster that they built
Mystic
down there.
Mystic Timbers sounds like a low-rent strip club.
She does, or it does. Could be a stripper name or the actual club name, but I'll make both. You can have a couple of flapjacks there.
And flapjacks?
Then have your bacon, eggs, pancake or waffle off to the side. Why does
what did
it
you
have
call
to be
them when you
one?
Were a kid? To us, it was just pancakes. There was no was hot pancakes. Cakes. There was no yeah. flapjacks. There was no.
And I feel like every restaurant had their name, had their term for it. Is IHOP a hot cake guy? Do they call it hot cakes?
It's pancakes. It's in the name, you moron. The International House of Pancakes.
That's right.
You idiot. What are they? Hey, a hot cake? Is it
I ho.
What else you got, Ted?
Too hot.
All right, on Bishop and Friends, Bo had Dom on the show, and Bo had a great idea. They were talking about how Dom was on the Buckeye Cruise for cancer, right?
Uh-huh.
And Bo had a even better idea, a way to raise money for a charity. So let's give this a listen.
I do come up with a great idea. I have an idea. You just said in that answer that you have not been to Europe.
Right.
This is what I think we need to do.
Go.
We go to our friends at Travel Partners, incredible people, and we say, yeah. Dom and Bo do Italy. Who wants to join them?
Yeah, we do a cruise.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that'd be a great idea.
I mean, don't we do that? We have a charitable part to it, Maria's message,
yeah.
And which is so near and dear, obviously, to your heart, mine, and all of it. And we got a great message, and we go do Italy.
I would love that because, you could sail out of Spain and do all the Italian, and it would be fabulous.
Oh, baby. Whoa.
You know who's doing the cruise like that? Starting this weekend? My parents.
They're doing an Italian cruise?
I think they're flying to Spain, just like Dami said. And then they're hitting out. I think they're going to a couple places in southern France. They're going to Italy. They're doing it all.
That's awesome.
They're blowing all my inheritance.
They're blowing yours and mine, buddy.
Your parents don't even have a home anymore.
No, they're...
They're just hobos.
Did you know when they're done doing whatever they're doing in South America? So I don't even know where they are today. Like, they could be in Bogota, Colombia, or Santiago, Chile.
Bolivia?
Yeah,
Bogota.
Yeah, Bogota, Colombia.
What about Uruguay?
Asunción?
I like saying that. Uruguay!
Is that Montevideo or is that Asunción?
I don't know.
One's Paraguay, one's Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Montevideo, Uruguay. Asunción, Paraguay. Yeah, one of those. But they're taking a cruise across the Atlantic to Spain.
From South America?
When their time is done in South America. They'll be lucky to live.
I didn't know your parents had this type of money.
Well, they won't anymore. They haven't spent a dime for their entire lives.
What did your dad do for a living?
Now this is happening. Worked in worked for a rocket company.
A rocket company?
Yeah, you ever
heard of it? Was he a rocket scientist?
No.
Just
not at all.
Skimming money off the top?
Sure. Just managing, running around and say, how's the project going?
Lockheed Martin?
Rocketdyne? Aerojet Rocketdyne? You ever heard of that outfit?
McDonnell Douglas?
Yeah, that's one too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, McDonnell or Douglas.
Too hot! All right, what else you got, Teddy?
All right, I'm going to go outside the station with this one, and this comes from our good friend Bob Costas. He was doing the game the other night. It was the Spurs over the Sixers, and he had an unfortunate moment there on the air, so I just want to give this a play and have some fun with it.
Kelly graduated that weekend.
Kind enough to let me see Kelly graduate.
And I worked that one with you guys, too. What did I say? I think you said Enberg.
Oh, yeah. Two great
Dicks.
Yes.
I
that someone's going to cut that off, and it's not going to sound right. It's not going to sound right. Two great Richards, known by as Dick, with the last name beginning with an E. Two D-E's.
Yes. Thank you, Dick Ebersol.
Yes. And thank you, whoever edits that out. Fox for three, trying to change the subject.
In this day of social media, good luck, Coach Scott.
Oh, I'm toast.
Lives forever. You should be happy, Bob Costas.
Good job out of you,
Teddy.
It's the
most relevant thing you've said in the last 30 years.
You're the one that edited that thing out. This is Bob Costas' glorious return to NBC.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting clipped by saying two great dicks.
Celebrating two great dicks.
Now,
and that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
We did leave out a few funny, famous Richards sports names. When we were going over this the other day,
you
had Dick Cass.
Yeah.
We had Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
We
Dick
had
Hammer.
Dick Hammer, of course, from the Sam Darnold's grandfather. Couple that were good. We missed Dick Pohl.
Oh, Dick Pohl. How can we miss him?
Dick Pohl, former pitcher for the Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners. We didn't say Grady Dick, but his isn't that. That's not that great. Dick Shiner, though. Dick Shiner, quarterback from the 60s and 70s.
Uh-huh.
How about Johnny Dickshot?
Oh, Johnny
Dickshot from the majors back in the 30s and 40s. Probably good friend of Hone Ass Wagner.
Jack and Dick.
What about Don Assey?
It's a good one.
Chubby Cox. Kobe's uncle.
Chubby time.
That's Kobe Bryant's uncle right there. I'm just telling you.
dumb. What do you want to do? You want to do something? You know what? Let's set up the second round Pizza Madness stuff.
Yeah, we've been saying that all show
okay,
long.
All right.
We got to let people know this is
2 minutes.
Tomorrow. Come on.
Right, because tomorrow's the day for second round matchups, so you got to vote now. We'll set it up for you coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup on southbound 71 on the north side at Polaris Parkway. We've got police activity that's blocking the left lane there, and there's a bit of a slowdown on southbound 315 from 3rd Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Staples. Want a great way to boost your brand? Custom labels at Staples will help packages pop, shipments stand out, and takeout boxes really take off. Shop now through April 18th and save 30% on all custom labels. Staples, that was easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I would like to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Low testosterone can be a real issue for a lot of men. It can lead to lousy sleep, low energy, brain fog, and that reduced sex drive. It's no good, man. It can make it difficult to stay in shape as well. But hey, along with low testosterone treatment, Tri-State Men's Health has a whole new game plan for you. They've got 4 targeted body composition plans for you, featuring GH peptides, NAD plus, GLP-1.
That's a lot of letters.
All the letters and all the numbers that can help you, and more. So with low T treatments combined with these programs, most men notice real improvements. More energy, better focus, improved sleep, stronger workouts, and often a renewed sex drive. Yes.
I don't.
It's what everybody wants. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. They have two wonderful locations right here in Central Ohio. The one in Hilliard, you can give Fishy a high five, have a sandwich with him, and then head over to Tri-State. You get that first $99 consult. You sign up for the testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. What's better than that?
Nothing.
Yeah, no. Tristatemenshealth.com.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
All right, we got second round Pizza Madness action tomorrow. Starts with T-Bone and Tyvus. I'm going to rapid fire these, okay? We're not going to pick winners. We're just going to tell you what the matchups are.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tommy's up against Planks. Classics up against Pizza House.
Bye-bye, Meatball Mafia.
Harvest up against Flyers. DeCarlo's against Hound Dogs. Eagle Villa. One seeds are all still alive, by the way. Eagle Villa, one seed up against Granddad's. Brooklyn's up against Iacono's. Tammy's. Start it again.
You just have to hit the reset on that.
Tammy's. Big upset. 11 seed Tammy's. Adriatico's. Benny's and Manelli's. Sexton's a one seed up against Cheshire Market. Joshua Perry's place. George's Pizza. My guys up against Black Dog in Dublin. Mikey's Late Night Slice goes up against Dante's. And Angie's against Emilio's.
And then we've got...
Hold on.
We've got JT's, mentioning all the one seeds alive, taking on Meister's. Rubino's is going to going up against Stad's. The Pizza Nerds move on. They will take on Enrico's. And then we've got Carlucci's against Torita's.
You can vote for all of these right now. PizzaMadness.pizza. Not .com, that's for losers. PizzaMadness.pizza. Brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus.
Did you see a little bit of NCAA tournament broadcasting news? Who is going to be doing the first four? Charles Barkley is going to throw the headset on.
Right.
I think you got...
All right.
Who is it, Teddy? Brian Anderson? Is he rocking play-by-play?
And Dick Vitale.
Dickie V. Dick Vitale.
Vitale.
Is going to be there, and maybe Jenny Dell. Dick Vitale, Jenny Dell. So, yeah.
They did a game earlier this year to sort of work out the kinks in it, so...
Well, you know what? Can I tell you something? When it comes to Charles Barkley, there's nothing you need to work out. He's a character.
He's just entertaining.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's a character. I think he has earned that at this point in time. I kind of sat back and laughed when people got upset that they were joining the college basketball coverage team in the first place when they had the merger with CBS and Turner Sports and they started to share it. I think it's funny. Like, study up as much as you can. Just play your role. Do what you do. We have Clark Kellogg here. We have Seth Davis here.
Yeah, you have Ernie
Johnson's going to wrangle in the fun. Kent, you can tell Kenny the Jet Smith, they're big into their programs that they played for, too, so they're doing some extra prep and extra studies into, you know, North Carolina or Auburn when they had to run.
There's plenty of room for guys like that.
It's fine.
Let's remember what this is.
It's fun.
It's like when Charles Barkley shows up for the NHL playoffs, for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Sure, he's not going to break down the hockey games
for you. But he loves hockey.
Yeah.
He loves it, so he likes
Snoop
to come on and
hockey.
Talk about it. Snoop loves everything.
Snoop loves it.
Snoop loves, he loves the luge. He loves it all. All right, too hot.
Too hot!
What do you got, Teddy?
All right, I found out that Tyvus is actually a big fan of this fast food chain. Popeyes, which, of course, I love.
No, who doesn't love Popeyes? You're a communist if you don't love Popeyes.
There's something
hard not to like.
Something on the item that he just can't get enough of.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dylan, I made the mistake of where I got lunch at.
It doesn't sound like that. I know where you got lunch. It does not sound like a mistake to me.
It was a mistake.
No, was it?
I went to Popeyes.
That's great.
And I got
chicken at Popeyes.
I got them sweet and spicy wings. Ooh. Now, remember, I told you I was addicted to them, and I had to quit them cold turkey. And since I quit them cold turkey, I haven't had them.
Uh-huh.
But I had them yesterday.
And
all I could think about is them wings, and I'm mad at myself. I should have never did this. Now all on my mind, day and night, like Kid Cudi would say, all I think about is them sweet and spicy wings because they are that good to me.
Embrace it, my friend. All day, he dreams about wings.
Embrace it. All right. Your ass continues to grow. Your playing days are long gone. They can never take that away from you, and I'm not trying to. All right, you won a national championship. You played in the NFL. You did a lot of stuff. But now your main goal in life is to get as fat as humanly possible.
Man, I love hearing it. I mean, sure, Tyvus has had, you know, his hypocrisies throughout time with the dieting, and then I got a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
I want
here.
Him and Cardale
always
Jones
bringing
to
in snacks.
Start a sumo tag team.
Tyvus is going to get there a hell of a lot sooner than Cardale is.
I don't know.
I got news for you.
Think they're in a race,
boy. I wouldn't want to take a hit from either one of those guys.
Well, you wouldn't take a hit from him. You just tempt Tyvus with wings. You just wave sweet and spicy wings in his face. He'd be hypnotized.
Think we could outrun Tyvus at this point?
You could.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Too hot! All right, Teddy.
All right. On Rotha and Ice, they had brought up the subject about, you know, would you be able to sort of kill an animal if it was kind of attacking you, right?
That
depends on what kind of animal it is.
Exactly. And then they were...
an alligator? They're talking about, probably not.
Could Rothman... You know, Rothman loves animals, right? Loves the dogs.
Well, yeah, but there's self-preservation that's going to kick in.
There's some dogs you wouldn't be able to kill if they were coming after you.
Mean wolf dogs.
Wolf dogs would get you. You'd be done for, depending on the dog.
But they had a conversation about that. Here we go.
Okay, choose your animal that Anthony Rothman could kill with his bare hands.
Kangaroo.
Do you think he'd do it, or could he?
I'd poke the shark in the eye
because he couldn't handle, you know, hurting an animal.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think if he felt pain, enough pain.
This is the Anthony Rothman who wouldn't let me kill a stink bug in a work meeting one time.
You didn't let him kill a stink bug?
No, he went and picked it up and walked it outside.
Yeah,
he's got a kind
big heart.
No, I just don't see the purpose.
Well, they do stink bugs. Neither do I.
No, I don't see the purpose in actually killing it.
What about spiders?
I try the best to take them out.
Oh no,
they're getting squashed.
Those
spiders got to get squashed.
You ever seen the movie Arachnophobia?
I have.
Yeah,
those were big.
My brother showed me that when I was about 4 years old, and then when I was 6, and when I was 7, and it's lived with me my entire life.
Mm-mm. Yeah, spiders ain't it?
No,
spiders.
No, that movie has ruined my life. Mm.
Remember the spiders that were going after Kirsten Dunst up in the attic in Jumanji?
Teddy, I'm really upset with you.
Why is that?
When I'm about to hear Adam King, you got to prep me that I'm going to hear Adam King.
I forgot that he was in there.
I need to be prepared.
That's what pissed you off so much?
Yes, that's what pissed me off, is I wasn't expecting King and I heard King. I wish I could kill him like a stink bug.
Well, give him a spider. A strong scent would emit
some pheromones
from King if he were stomped.
I don't really see the point in killing a stink bug. I do. There's one less stink bug in the world. Kill as many bugs as you can.
Spiders, too.
Our production guy, Bob Taylor's like that. There was a cricket on the loose in here forever. He had to cradle it and, oh, hello, Mr. Cricket, Jiminy Cricket. Ooh, boop, boop, boop. And he took it outside. I think he French kissed it. And then he put it outside. Oh, I'm sorry, you got stuck in here. You came inside. You came to my domain. You should be squashed without mercy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't come in here.
I don't go outside and just willy-nilly kill bugs. That's their domain.
Yeah, you're in the house now.
You came inside.
You come inside these four walls, you got to leave.
Right.
And I'm not getting a little cup with a piece of paper over it. Oh, a little buggy. I also don't like to be the one that has to always kill a bug. I don't like doing that. I like to make Sarah kill some spiders, too.
My wife kills all the bugs.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
I make her kill them all.
Why am I not surprised by that? Does Samantha kill the bugs yet?
She likes to pick them up.
I can't. I can't just pick up a bug. Especially a spider. There's no way I could just pick up a bug and just hold it in my hand like that.
Those people that just let the... tarantulas.
Whatever the bug is.
Well, there's
just
a difference though between a ladybug and a tarantula.
Of course
but there
are
people, oh, my little pet tarantula, you're sick in the
Could
head.
Could you imagine?
Sick people do
letting
it, Timmy.
A tarantula just crawl
There is
up on
someone
you?
Listening to us right now that is petting a tarantula. That is a tarantula just running around on him.
What about the snake people?
I understand a snake more than I understand a tarantula.
About like a big boa, one that's like 5 feet long.
strangle you to death, right?
Just let it slither.
The pythons strangle you, or the boas?
A boa is going
to. They both strangle you to
they
death.
They both might tighten you up.
All right, back page coming up. This segment strangled me to death. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving just a little slow on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. And you're looking at about a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Welcome to Tire Disc.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. And it's Jackets time at 6:30. Jackets at home hosting the Panthers tonight. Panthers are going to be deadline sellers in all likelihood. And Bob could be on the move. And Mikey would like to see Bobby come back to the CBJ.
Anybody would. What's the Werenski sickness plan? Is he skating?
I think he's good to go.
He skated this morning. He's good to go, right?
I don't know. I don't think he skated this morning, yeah. Because that's what Jody said on Bo's show this morning, that he did not skate.
Well, when I was listening to him on Rothman and Ice, he sounded good. He sounded chipper. He had a lot of good things to say. It was a fun conversation talking about all the partying that happened after the
maybe
gold medal.
Too much party.
Maybe it just had a delayed effect on him.
He's still sicky.
He had a little delay effect. He said he was none too good in those two games that he missed. He pointed out that he thought that was the first time in his career he missed a game to sickness or illness instead of just
down with the sickness.
Straight up, yeah, down with the sickness.
Disturbed. Stephon Diggs is getting released by the Patriots. It's a cap move. Has nothing to do with the fact that he's still charged with felony strangulation, which was, I like how that wasn't even mentioned. Oh, they're in the Super Bowl playoff run.
I'm with you. He's just avoiding that.
He hasn't been accused. He's been charged with felony strangulation.
Yeah, I know. It's innocent until proven guilty, but that's a major charge.
I understand, but you know, there's been a lot of guys that have sort of been ostracized for far less, for misdemeanors.
Yeah.
This is a felony strangulation. It apparently was a disagreement with his personal chef. I don't like this couscous.
Can't overlook the couscous.
Gotta it's make an underrated
sure, gotta
carb.
Make sure that that's cooked just right.
Oh, you can't mess up couscous.
Yeah, it needs to
margin
have that.
Margin for error is...
to have that sort of consistency to it, or else it's all out of whack.
Teddy, do you have any more Two Hots? Can we grab another one?
Two Hot!
Yeah, sure. I can throw another one up here for you. Let's take a look here. How about... sometimes we have different... like crutches in our conversations, right? Things that we say to start a conversation.
I contend that we don't. You contend that we don't have any crutches.
Yeah. And
crutches are lousy.
On Rothman and Ice, they had brought this up, and let's give it a listen.
What do you guys think of the phrase, the disclaimer, to be honest with you? I hear it all the time. Maybe I say it. I don't think I say it that much.
To be honest.
But it's when you're interviewed, when athletes get interviewed or, well, to be honest with you. And it's almost the disclaimer of, well, now I'm actually going to tell you the truth.
That there's some BS coming on the other side?
No. It's actually that everything that came before that was BS. Now, to be honest with you, here's the truth.
I don't think that's in my bag. I don't think I say that.
Yeah, I don't know if I do either. I have a million crutch phrases, but I don't think that's one of them.
What's your go-to crutch?
I don't even know.
Nicole Sheeran called me out. Not really called me out, but she, like, I say listen man a lot. Okay. Or listen a lot.
So you going to call her out about something on TV or something?
I don't watch a lot of her hits on
TV. Okay, that's it. There you go. You got anything to call her out about? What would I call her out about? I don't even know. I don't even watch. Who is she? What channel is she on?
Oh,
throwing some shade.
Yeah.
First of all, with the crutches, sometimes we just need to give our brains a second to work. It has nothing to do with, to be honest with you, or it is what it is, or I contend. It's just we need a starting point. Sometimes we need a minute to let our brains catch up. And that's where the crutch phrases and words come in.
Yeah. Looky here, man.
Looky here is a great crutch.
I think, you know, some people think crutches are really neat. Some people think they're lousy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I think
I don't think I've ever used in casual conversation. Neat and lousy.
I love them. I love them.
Really neat.
Whatever you can replace with or the word like, because I contend.
You contend.
That in 2026, the word like has just been gobbled up and spit out. It's probably
my daughter is a like factory.
It's probably used a million times per day by some people. It's crazy. It is like, it's wild. Like,
but don't you think
how many times people say like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Every generation had their version of words like this, and it probably didn't really mean anything to us.
What was ours?
Like's been banging for a long time.
Like has been
friend.
Banging for a while.
But I'm just saying, every generation has words like this, probably even going back to the old days.
As if.
It sounds eloquent to us now, but it was probably like, oh my God, he said, I can't even think of a word.
I can't even do English right now.
He said,
Jesus. Sounds
alrighty,
really dumb.
Alrighty, I need a crutch right now, Teddy.
You do.
I need a crutch.
You need to add.
To be honest with you, this segment sucks.
You need to add to your list of crutches.
Oh, my God.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Hey, spring football schedule has been released for the Buckeyes.
Go.
You want to hear about it? So next Tuesday, we'll see them next Tuesday, March 10th. They're going to have a practice at 8:30 in the morning. They'll be in the indoor field at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And the schedule is going to go every couple of days. And I'm looking to find out when we're going to get to hear from new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. I haven't seen that yet.
You ain't
seen
it?
But they're going to have different players available. It's going to start off with a big Ryan Day press conference. So I'm sure we're going to have that for you right here on The Fan. If he's in the meeting room, we'll be able to carry that live. If this is something that's on field, then we'll play that after the fact. I'm seeing it is in the team meeting room, and I'm already seeing for Thursday. So they'll have the practice Tuesday, March 10th, another one on the 12th. That's Thursday. Quarterback Julian Sayin and defensive end Kenyatta Jackson Jr. will be discussing all things Buckeye football. Big, obviously, don't have to tell you what a huge year it is for Julian Sayin with a year of experience under his belt. And I enjoyed listening to Matt Patricia recently make some comments about how much stuff they tried to throw at him before the season started last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you saw that Julian, by the time we got midway through the year, he was pretty much ready to go. And he was so good, he got himself a seat at the Heisman ceremony. Let's see what he can do in year two as a player.
All right, let's get to voting. PizzaMadness.pizza. Second round matchups, they're up. And we will do them tomorrow on the show. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started 6 o'clock in the morning with more Pizza Madness. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 30-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking two lanes on westbound 270 on the West Outer Belt, going from US 62 to Georgesville Road. We also have a crash that's blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Gemini Parkway, causing stop-and-go traffic from Big Walnut Road. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with, shiny like that designer handbag of your dreams. eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.